It's 7-Eleven. Now, Robin Williams brought us lots of laughs and joy to so many of us over the years, but he personally dealt with some very serious issues, and it appears to have been one of the factors that may have resulted in his suicide. Joining us now is Ken Duckworth, who's medical director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Ken, good morning. We welcome you in this morning because we know so many people are touched by what happened here with Robin Williams, and as a result of that, are asking themselves questions about suicide. So let's take the moment and maybe help people out. What should we be looking for in the way of signs and the people that we know and love, maybe even ourselves, to determine whether we're at risk?
Well, first of all, you know, Robin Williams was really a favorite of mine and a comic genius. So it came as a bit of a shock to me. While I am a psychiatrist, I've never been involved in his care. But I think it speaks to the universal vulnerability of the power of mental illness. And you just have to be mindful of the fact that people can get better with depression, with bipolar disorder, with substance abuse, which I've heard he suffered from all of these. But I think it's to keep your eye on the ball, which is that getting the best treatment, letting people around you love you, and staying with it. Because what I found in my clinical work is that many people feel suicidal for a period of time, which then passes. And then a new treatment, a new piece of reality, a new relationship forms. People look back and they say, gosh, I can't believe I was that suicidal. So you hope that it becomes a state, not a trait, that is to say a period of time that you're in a moment of desperation. Unfortunately, in Robin Williams' case, it sounds like he acted during a moment of desperation.
Ken, I'm wondering, there are plenty of people who have someone in their lives who are obviously depressed, but what is some of the signs that we should look for that they've gone beyond the depression and perhaps they are thinking suicidal thoughts?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, one of the fictions that they dispel you in medical school is that asking people about suicide doesn't put the idea into their mind. That is to say, it's okay to talk about it. Is this a concern that you've had? Have you had any thoughts of harming yourself? Should I be worried about your safety? These are gentle ways to us to open up a question. A person says, well, I have thought about it, but I'm not going to act on it because I'm religious, because I'm living for my children, or whatever. That kind of puts it into a different frame. Mm-hmm. And then you say, how is your treatment going? Is there anything that you need? Do you have a doctor? Are you under care? Are you engaged in a support group like the National Alliance on Mental Illness? Are you part of a community of people trying to, you know, support each other? And I found these conversations when I'm a psychiatrist interviewing people are actually quite relieving. People want to talk about it. I appreciate that. And, you know, with your personal life and in your friendship, you know, it might be more challenging if you haven't asked a person thousands of times as I have. But I still think if it's you're worried about a person's safety or their outcome, I think it's okay to ask them a gentle question. Should I be worried about your safety? Are you worried about your safety? Is there any way that I can help you with your feelings of desperation? How desperate do you get? So there are ways to ask the question, you know, which I think many people wouldn't find off-putting.
Good stuff. This could help people. A bad situation could lead to, you know, what could be a remarkable interaction that could result in someone's life just opening up. Ken, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and take care.
Ken Duckworth, medical director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And again, if you know someone in your life, reach out to them, as the doctor says here. And then reach out to a mental health professional if you don't know what to do or you need to get some intervention, but just don't ignore it.
Good advice, yeah.